There are two kinds of delta V calculations that we use by convention. The one is the delta V measured in the lowest elevation slice, and we call that low-level delta V. And then we have the maximum delta V for all slices containing the TS and TVS, and we call that the maximum delta V. To determine whether the low-level delta V or the max delta V is large enough to satisfy part of the TS-TVS criteria, it depends on how useful it is to use these parameters in considering a tornado warning. Then the threshold low-level delta V and maximum delta V are critically important to know. Unfortunately, there are a lot of variables, including storm type and environment and distance to radar, that impact and change these thresholds. Let's keep it simple here, and we'll show you some guidance that might help in comparing the likelihood that a certain low-level delta V and maximum delta V is associated with a tornado. This guidance depends on incrementing the thresholds higher and higher, and calling any event that's higher than that threshold a tornadic event, and anything lower than that a non-tornadic event. Then we look at how the false alarm ratio, FAR, probability of detection, POD, and Heidke skill score, HSS, change as these thresholds change. And we use this with a large sample of TSs and TVSs of all storm types across the country. The Heidke skill score compares the FAR and POD, and also missed detections and correct null events, where you correctly forecast a non-event. And it uses all those to show the best values of low-level delta V and maximum delta V. In other words, a forecaster's skill in issuing tornado warnings would peak when choosing the threshold values of low-level delta V and max delta V, where the Heidke skill score peaks.